So in Perek Gimel, we spoke about the 10 keches of the Nefesh HaLikis. In Perek Beis, we spoke about the Etzem Nefesh HaLikis, the Chilek Alekami Mal Mamish, that's beyond the keches, that's what it is, that's Tzmuhus. Then there's the 10 keches, the Seichel Amidus of the Nefesh HaLikis. And now in Perek Daled, speaks about the Levushim of the Nefesh HaLikis. In order for those keches to express themselves, they need Levushim. So in Chassidus explains, Alter Rebbe in Teira'er, that there's two kinds of Levushim. The Keches that we spoke about in Perek Gimel, the Seichel Amidus, is also not the Etzem HaNefesh. It's also a Kech Keach of the Nefesh. It's also a type of a Levush. But there's two kinds of Levushim. There's a Levush HaMiyuchad and a Levush HaNifrad. And the main mushal always is, we have the levush ha-miyuchad, is the body, is also a levush for the neshama. The neshama is mislabish in the guf. And yet the hislabshus of the neshama and the guf is in a way that they become one. What's the evin ha-beichin? How do you see that? You can never change your guf. I can't decide in the middle of my life to change my guf with someone else's guf. Mashenkein levushim, clothing, is a levush ha-nifrat. Brings the pasuk alvush tachlifim v'yachleifu. That levush you could switch. So even though it's also a levush, it's a levush that's detached, that's a separate entity from the one that's mislabish in them. The same thing with the nefesh. The nefesh has 10 keches. Those are levushim, those are keches of the nefesh. It's not the etzema nefesh. And nevertheless, those are keches that are misyached with the nefesh, like the guf is misyached with the neshama. That the nefesh becomes one with the seichel umidis. And then there's the levushim of machshava dibro maisa. Machshava dibro maisa is a levush hanifrad. Like you see that I'm able to switch my machshava dibro maisa whenever I want. And machshava could be, dibro maisa could be something that's not real because it's separate from the person. I could think in my mind that 2 plus 2 is 5. I could say 2 plus 2 is 5. I can't understand that 2 plus 2 is 5. It's not possible that that should make sense to me. I can't feel something that I don't really feel. Why? Because the keiches is a levush hamiyuchad, that's me. So it could only be mizbate, it could only express itself in something real that I'm in. The levushim is something, it's a levush hanifran. I could use it in whatever way I want. And nevertheless, the Nefesh HaLikis, just like it has keches, the Nefesh HaLikis to be attached to the Eibishter, that's its whole inyan, that's its whole mahus, it needs to use the 10 keches, the Seichel Amidus. It needs also the Levushim. The keches of Seichel Amidus have to take the Levushim of Machshava Dibro Maisa, and that's the Nefesh HaLikis, that's how it's able to be what it is, which is Achelek Alekami Mal Mamish, that cares about being Dovak in the Eibishter. Besides the 10 bechines, the 10 keches, every nefesh alakis has shleisha levushim, 3 levushim. Shehem machshava diburu maisa shel tayag mitzvah satera. The 3 levushim are machshava diburu maisa of Torah. Which means it's not the pshat that the neshama, the nefesh alakis, has the ability to think. It has a keyach machshava. The nefesh alikis is a likus. Whatever keches it has are keches that are used for a likus. It's not the pshat that the nefesh alikis has a keyach, a machshava, and it's going to use it for thinking about the Eibishter. A machshava that's not about the Eibishter, the nefesh alikis can't be mislabish in it. Like a nefesh of a person, the guf is a levush, right? The nefesh is mislabish in the guf and they become one. So, l'cheira, the guf is a container. Any guf is a container, is a keli, a levush, that a nefesh could be mislabish in. But we know, we learn in Chassidus, a guf of a behema is not a keli for a nefesh adam. That's the inyan of gilgulim that causes tsar. It doesn't go together. It doesn't fit in. It's not a levush. The levush has to be masim for the thing that's being mislabish in it. The same way, a machshav of Dvar Betelim, a dibur of Dvar Betelim, it's not, it has a kayach adibur. The nefesh al-kis is not mislabish. Even though the nefesh al-kis is giving chayas to the person, so if the person, lepeyel, speaks Dvar Betelim, the nefesh al-kis is tied to that, That's in a way like a neshama that comes begilgul in a behema. There's no levush, it doesn't fit in, it's imprisoned in it. The levushim of the nefesh alakis are machshava, dibur, maisa, shaltayag, mitzvah, satera, that's how the keiches of the nefesh alakis could be mislabish, could express themselves. Shekeshaad, a mekayim b'maisa, kol mitzvahs maisiyas, when a person b'maisa fulfills all the mitzvahs, ubedibur hu esek b'pirish kol tayag mitzvahs v'hilchiseyen, and he uses his keiach hadibur to speak about the mitzvahs. That's the chiluk hadibur, use the keiach hadibur to speak about the halachas of the mitzvahs and the meaning of the mitzvahs. Umachshav hu masek kol masha efshe leila hasek b'pardes hatera. And with his machshava, he uses his koyach haseichel to actually think and understand and grasp and comprehend the pardes ha-teira, every level of understanding, teira, pshat, remez, drush, seif. So then his nefesh alekis is being mislabish in these levushim and being connected with the Eibishter. And the nefesh alekis, as the Alter Rebbe, has tarjag evarim, just like the guf has 600 shasa gidim, ramach evarim, and shasa gidim. So there's 613 particles to the guf. So too, the nefesh elokis has tayag ivrei nafshe. And when he uses the machshava, dibru, maisa, these three levushim bishleimos, hare klolos tayag ivrei nafshe milubashim b'tayag mitzvah satera. Then all the 613 parts of the nefesh elokis are now reaching their fulfillment because they're milubash in the tayag mitzvah satera through these three levushim. Says just like the body has 613 parts. Verstehtmendach, so that's the reason, first of all, explains in other places in Chassidus that we say the neshama has 613 evrei nafshe, because each gashmis tekeiver has a part of the neshama that's mechayet. That the guf has 613 parts, evarim and gidim, Each one plays a part, has an important purpose in the person. Chas v'shalom, I have 613, if only 612 are functioning properly. If there's one aver, one gid that's not functional, then the person is not well. Could be the smallest gid, could be the smallest part of him. It affects the whole person. Could be the biggest, could lead to the biggest machlis. Everyone needs to be functioning, and then the person as a whole is healthy. The same thing with the neshama. There's taryag ivrei nafshe. To be a healthy nafesh alekis is through that he uses the ability of these shleisha levushim for all aspects of machshava, dibur, maisa, teira, mitzvahs, so that all the taryag ivrei nafshe, all of them are necessary to be a healthy nafesh alekis, to be melubish in taryag mitzvahs ha-teira. Ubiprotius, which specific parts of the nefesh elokis have to do with which specific levushim? Pchinas chabad shebenafshe, the chabad, his koyach haseichel of the nefesh elokis, when he learns Torah, then that's able to connect with the Eibishter through the levush of seichel. It's melubashes bahasagas haTorah, that's melubish in the levush machshava, in understanding Torah, shumasik bipardes, according to what the person understands. How much Torah does a person understand? Every person has to understand according to his ability. What's his ability? The amount of Torah you'll understand will depend on how well your grasp is. One person has a better head, he understands more. The other person has a worse head, he understands less. As much as you understand, that's the levush. As much as if you understand, as much as you're able, then your nefesh alekis is melubish in hasagas ha-teira. But the Alter Rebbe says it's not only that. V'sheiresh nafshe l'mayla. How much teira you understand doesn't depend only on your good head, on your kishrenes. It depends on your sheiresh ha-nefesh. And that means in a few ways. There's the famous story that the Alshech used to go to the shir, the Arizal used to give a shir in Kabbalah every Shabbos. And the Alshech would go. The Alshech was a big darshan, and he was called the Alshech HaKadosh, right? So he would go, and every Shabbos he would fall asleep in the middle of the shir. He's coming to the shir of the Arizal, the Rebbe of the generation, and he felt terrible. He would go to sleep Friday night. He would try to sleep beforehand to be well rested, and he would come to the shir, he would fall asleep. Yeah, imagine a person falling asleep by a shir. He fell asleep. And he felt it must be because there's some pagam in his neshama. Why is he falling asleep by the shir of the Arizal? So he went to the Arizal, he asked him, what's the blemish in his neshama? How could he be misakin? He shouldn't fall asleep. So the Arizal told him he doesn't have any blemish. So the reason why he's falling asleep, he said, your neshama is from Elam Hadrush, and therefore you're not a keli for Kabbalah, for Seid. That's not, doesn't have to do with your Sheirish HaNeshama. So you see, the Sheirish Nafshe Lumaila has an effect on what the person understands, on how much he's going to have a Saga Satera. But that has a very practical application. A person has a difficulty understanding Tera. It doesn't have to do only with how smart you are. It doesn't have to do mainly with how smart you are. The understanding Tera comes from the Sheirish HaNeshama. And therefore, you have to make sure that your pipes from your Sheirish HaNeshama are not blocked. And then you'll start understanding Torah. Rabbi Aaron have said a number of times a story. There was a mashpia, a rav in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rabbi Sheol Ber Zislin. And once a bacher came to him and with questions, things that he didn't understand. But the questions were questions in Emunah that is supposed to be by Ayid, Afsech Uplegin Bayam. Why is he not understanding? He's asking. So Rabbi Sheol Ber said to him, Gei mikveh. Go to the mikveh. He went to the mikveh, he came back, and he said, oh, now he understands. And the same thing, another story, there was Rabbi Yisrael Nevler, was a malamed, once in class, in the scheder, whatever, and there was a boy, one of the children, he didn't understand the Mishnah. He's teaching a Mishnah, he didn't understand. He explains him again, he didn't understand. He explains him. Yeah, you start getting frustrated. Finally, he says, Gegis Negovasser. He realized he's not understanding. It's not because of the Hasbara, not because of his smartness. Something's missing by him. So when he watched Negovasser, he came back, he right away understood the Mishnah. So when you have a problem understanding Torah, so says Al Rebbe, it's Sheirish Nafshe L'mayla. You have to make sure to correct your connection with the Sheirish HaNeshama, Moldaf Min Shuvatan, Moldaf Min Zenas, the Negelvasser is Kedibay, the Mikveh is Kedibay, the Alin Yanim, and then you have a clear path from your Sheirish HaNefesh. So the Kaya Chabad, the Chabad of the Nefesh HaLakis is Melubish in Asaga Sater. That's the Levush. That's how it's able to realize what it is. Vahamide is the midis of the Nefesh HaLakis, Shen Yira, Va'ava, Vanfeim, Vatel Deseim. The Ikriya midis we said in Paragimel is Chesed and Gvura, and then they have the rest of the midis, which are the branches and the tildes of Chesed and Gvura. Teferas, Netzach, Yisayit, Malchus. Melubash is their Melubish, Bekiyim HaMitzvahs and Kiyim HaMitzvahs. That Kiyim HaMitzvahs you do B'maisa U'B'Dibur. So both Kiyim HaMitzvahs, B'maisa and Dibur are the Levushim for the midis, like he's going to explain. But first he says, what's Dibur? Maisa obviously is putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis, doing the mitzvah. What's Dibur? Shehu Talmud Teira, Shekineged Kulon. The Dibur of mitzvahs is Talmud Teira. Because the main mitzvah of Talmud Teira is Dibur, is speaking words of Teira. In Lekutei Teira, a few weeks ago, where the Alter Rebbe speaks about how Teira mitzvahs is divided to Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, corresponds with the three kavin. So obviously, Maisa mitzvahs is Maisa. Gemilas Chasadim is Maisa. He says, Teira Veda Gemilas Chasadim corresponds with Machshava Dibro Maisa. So Gemilas Chasadim, which is Maisa mitzvahs, is Maisa. Teira and Aveda, which one goes for which? For Dibro and Machshava. So you would think, Tfila is Dibro. Teira is Machshava. Whatever says, Teira, Tfila is Machshava. Because Ezo Avedi Shebelev is Tefillah. And Talmud Teira is Dibur. Because Talmud Teira, the mitzvah of Talmud Teira is Dibur. So that corrects two misconceptions. People think davening is saying the words of davening. That's not davening. Tefillah is Machshava. The davening is feeling it, thinking it. And learning, if you're thinking learning, that's not learning. Learning has to be verbally. You have to say everything and say it out loud. Shu Talmud Teira Keneged Kol. Now why are the midas the levush? Why is the mitzvahs levushim for midas? L'chayra mitzvahs is ma'isa. It's koyach ha'ma'isa. What do the ma'isa mitzvahs have to do with the midas? Ki ava hisheresh kol ramach mitzvahs asay. Because ava all ramach mitzvahs asay come from ava. Umimenahim. That's the sheresh of the mitzvahs. To do mitzvahs properly is because I love the Eibishter. Umimenahim nimshachis. They come from Ava, Ubil Ada, without Ava, Ein Lam Kiyum Amiti. You're not truly doing the mitzvah. You're not with an emes being Mekayim the mitzvah. What's with an emes? We say, Karev Avaya L'chol Keirav L'chel Asher Yikra'uhu V'emes. What's the Taish? L'chel Asher Yikra'uhu V'emes. You could call to the Ibishter, you could daven to the Ibishter. And Chassidus says the Lash, I think Yikra'uhu V'emes from the Nekudas Emes in his love. Yikra'uhu V'emes is that when am I davening? When I'm truly, it's coming from inside of me. Otherwise, I could be saying the words, it's not Yikra'uhu V'emes. The same thing with a mitzvah. I could be doing the mitzvah b'maisa. That's not a kiyum b'emes. It's not me doing the mitzvah. When is it called me doing the mitzvah? When the maisa mitzvah is expressing what I'm feeling. It's coming from inside of me. You learned in the Gemara. Some of you, I think. Tana in lo yad ve'in lo dalet amos. Right? You learned the Gemara. You didn't Shir Aleph, didn't you guys learn it? That's your chav today. No? So you look, tana, what do you mean, ktana ein lo yad? Ktana doesn't have a hand. Ktana ein lo yad. What does it mean she doesn't have a hand? She has a hand. She has no das, she has no seichel. What does it mean she has no hand? The pshat is, if I have seichel, amidus, so then when I do something with my hand, that's me doing it. The hand is just a tool that's expressing what I'm thinking. But when I don't have seichel or midis, so then if the pshat is, it's not my hand. The hand is doing something. It's not me doing it because I don't have that fuel that's fueling what I'm doing. Or the same thing you say, someone does something ba'inus, I'm forced to do it. It's not called my maisa hamitzvah or maisa havera. My body did it. It's not me doing it. When is it mekaimon be'emes? It's be'emes. It's coming me. I'm taka doing it. When the action that I'm doing is a oizdruk, it's a bitu, it's coming from my feeling and my seichel. In our case, we're talking about mitzvahs. When the midis is fueling it, my love for the Eibishter is coming out in me doing the maisa mitzvah. So such a mitzvah is a kiyum be'emes, then it's taken me doing it. Otherwise, if it's not coming from what I'm feeling, so the mitzvah is my hand doing the mitzvah. It's a chitzenius tekeinyan. It's not part of me. It's like it's not yikra'uhu be'emes. Okay, we'll continue.